Okay, you know the plot. A young bachelor just graduated from college and has no clear path in life. At his graduation party, he's seduced by the wife of his father's business partner. An affair ensues between the mother and the 21-year-old. Let's refresh your memory.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
Have you gotten us a room yet?
I haven't, no.
Do you want to?
I'll get undressed now. Is that all right?
Sure. Shall I just stand here? I mean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Why don't you watch?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
That's Dustin Hoffman and Anne Bancroft at their graduate best. Now, a New York City group called Pocket Change NYC is trying to make it easier for older women and younger men to find each other and strike up a romance of sorts. Tonight, a group called Pocket Change NYC, as we said, will hold a special speed dating event. They've dubbed it Sugar Mama and Boy Toy.
Well, that's clear.
Yeah. And so, as the name suggests, this is less Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher than it is Cher and the Bagel Boy. And there are some pretty definitive rules about who can participate. Here to talk us through this whole shenanigans is Jeremy Abelson, who's putting together the event tonight. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy.
Hello.
Oh, for a second, I thought you chickened out and decided that you didn't want to do it.
Never. This is too beautiful of a thing.
Okay. First, we need to give people some background on your organization, Jeremy. Pocket Change NYC. You cater to a certain set of people, correct?
A certain set, yeah. We publish a luxury e-newsletter that focuses on the most expensive items in New York City and Los Angeles.
Like on the cover of the website, the front page of the website, the most expensive grilled cheese, the most expensive eye wax.
It's sort of like the Rob Report, if you've ever flipped through the Rob Report.
So
exactly.
Why did you decide, okay, clearly there's a vacuum here. There's something that's not happening. There are unfulfilled romances between these two groups of people.
True. Well, last year we ran a speed date for the converse populations, rich men and hot women, and we took a fair amount of flack, specifically from feminist organizations. So we vowed to practice equal opportunity and in a year run a speed date for wealthy old women and hot young men.
Wealthy old women and hot men. Okay, so we have to ask, what
beautiful.
Are the...
Love to hear you say it.
Everybody, does everybody have to be beautiful, or are the wealthy older women not necessarily that pretty?
You know, they strictly qualify based on wealth, but I will tell you that we have some very classy, very attractive, incredibly beautiful women participating in the event.
And how do you verify the criteria for both sets? So for the women, how do you verify their assets? And for the men, how do you determine who's hot enough to participate?
Women send in financial documentation, W-2, pay stubs, letters from their asset managers, copies of their portfolios. And men, it's very simple. They send in 5 pictures. They're judged based on their level of attractiveness. They're completely objectified. And that's how we do it.
There's this one woman. I'm looking at one of the applicants on your website. She looks like Jewel. She's quite pretty. I mean, she's take a couple different pictures. I don't think these are doctored. She has entrusted assets of $15 million. She makes about a quarter of a million a year. And she's just great looking. But I have to say, down on one of the commenters, he says, "I'm bald, have no job, and I live with my parents. Call me." So, I mean, how do you weed out these guys?
He's clearly in advertising because he really knows how to sell himself. You know, it's interesting. The women, like I said, it's very simple. They either qualify or they don't. We took in over 6,000 male applications, so we've definitely had to narrow it down. There's only going to be 15 of each gender dating tonight. And so, you know, we really took the cream of the crop. We have a pretty high caliber of male participant as well.
Yes, you do. I just clicked through.
If we do say so ourselves. Jeremy.
Quite arousing at 7:40 in the morning, isn't it?
I've seen worse.
Why speed dating?
Hold on to your microphone, ladies.
Why speed dating, Jeremy? How does that particular milieu of dating lend itself to this dynamic? Why not just do a traditional dating service?
You know, we really wanted to kind of simplify the entire process, and it really is just a one-off event for us. You know, we're not a dating company. We really just use it as a promotion. And, you know, it's one thing to gather these type of groups in a room, but it's another thing to sit them down and say you're going to meet every single person in the room. You're meeting them for 10 minutes, and let's really put it in your face.
I have to ask you, I'm looking at these young men, and it's like a male model-a-thon. on this website, the people who are the guys who have signed up.
Isn't there a special caveat for public radio reporters? I don't make
Mike,
much money.
Do you talk to these guys? I mean, can any one of them put together a compound sentence? That's my question. Or is it just based on looks?
Your producer asked me to round up the second 20, so the 20 that just didn't make it, and send them all over to you guys this morning. And I'll be doing that by 9 a.m., so you'll have your selection.
Do you talk to these guys? Do you make sure that they really can speak the King's English?
We do. And, you know, what happened was we spoke with the women, and they made it very clear that, you know, we're professional women. A lot of them are in their 40s. A lot of them are in their 50s. And it's not like they want to date their gardener or their pool boy. You know, they want young, attractive, successful, independent men. You know, they say things like, I'm 45 years old, but, you know, I'm very in touch with my youth. I'm very active. I want somebody who can keep up with me, keep up with my lifestyle, keep up with me in the bedroom. And I date men that are 15 years younger than me. Somebody my age is, you know, old, hairy, sweaty, and, you know, it's not so physically attractive to me, and I can support myself, so I don't need to, you know, I don't need to chase after that.
Why is there, I mean, clearly there's a financial element because that's the caliber of clientele that you're dealing with, but does there always have to be money in this particular dynamic? Are there people out there who are attracted to people who are older just because they're older? Or is it always because they're loaded?
Absolutely. I think for young men, and I've said this a couple of times, I think any man age 15 to 50, I mean, you played The Bachelor, but I think, I mean...
The Graduate.
You played The Graduate. But I think any man 15 to 50 can remember the first time he saw the movie American Pie, and there were those two guys standing in front of Stifler's mom's picture, chanting so passionately the words MILF over and over and over again. And I think that finding an older woman or a cougar is truly the ultimate conquest and the ultimate fantasy men. I mean...
Jeremy, I got to ask this. What do you get out of this? Is this basically a cash thing for you guys?
No, I mean, we take in a little cash, but it really is just a promotion. I mean, if you really want to get into it, you know, our competitors, if they want to advertise their brands, they'll take out an ad in, you know, Gotham Magazine or something. To us, that's very ineffective. We run something like this, and, you know, our website's taken in around 4 million page views. We've taken in around 600,000 unique visitors. You know, so it's a big traffic driver for us.
It works.
And we just talked to you for a couple of minutes, so there you go. Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much. Good luck with your event tonight. Jeremy Abelson, in charge of Pocket Change NYC speed dating event tonight. Thanks, Jeremy.
Bye.
All right, that's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. You're in shock, Rachel. Read the line.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
I'll get you some water.